Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your fans, Rivers Cuomo here, lead singer, lead guitar player of the world famous rock and roll troupe known as the Weezers. This is my home studio. I left the light on by mistake. Let me give you a little tour. I got some pictures up on the walls of my heroes, my sources of inspiration. The main reason I'm chatting with you today is to inform you of the release of the Red Hot Red album by my band, The Weezer, on June 3rd. Day by day.
Hey, you're listening to Weezer Day by Day. Day 6 about their 6th studio album, just known as the Red Album, came out in 2008. So the previous album, Make Believe, even though, in my opinion, it wasn't very good, it went platinum, it was successful, but once again, the band went on hiatus, and Rivers went to Harvard, and he finally graduated from Harvard. And he also got married in June 2006 to Kyoko Ito. He proposed to her in Tokyo shortly before Christmas 2005, and their wedding was held at a secluded beach on Paradise Cove in Malibu, and then the two honeymooned in Japan. And while they were in Japan, Rivers did an interview with MTV. When the article, I guess this was an article, not a video, when it came out, it said that Rivers said that Weezer was breaking up, despite the fact that he never actually said it, but I guess he must have kind of implied it. He later admitted that he was kind of pissed off that he was having to do this interview while he was on his honeymoon, so he probably was just fucking with the person. But then it came out in the news that Weezer were breaking up. So the Red Album was partially produced by Rick Rubin, partially by Jackknife Lee. Half of it was recorded during the spring of 2007. That was the part with Rick Rubin. Apparently, though, he was far less involved than he was on Make Believe. And I guess he just stopped showing up. It seems like maybe Rick Rubin was supposed to produce the whole album, but it wasn't working out, and he ended up only producing half. And I don't know if that's because the band wasn't happy or Rick wasn't happy. Seems like it's more because Rick wasn't happy or he was just on his own trip. But they ended up finishing the production themselves in part, and Jackknife Lee, I guess, helped out. And when they turned the album in, Geffen was unhappy, said the album lagged and it was too slow. Then Weezer had to go back into the studio. Oh, and that's when they worked with Jackknife Lee and they recorded two more songs, Troublemaker and Pork and Beans. All right, let's do it. We're gonna listen to this thing. Starts off with that song called Troublemaker, one of the songs that was like to please the label. And it's two chord nonsense. That's my notes say two chord nonsense, really weak. All right, second song in the album is called The Greatest Man That Ever Lived, parentheses, variations on a Shaker hymn, whatever the fuck that means. And this is a annoying pastiche of parts of songs. So it's co-written by Cuomo and Brian Bell and Scott Schreiner, the bassist. So I guess, you know, they brought in different parts and mashed them together and ended up with this, and to me it's pretty unlistenable.
You try to play cool like you just don't care, but soon I'll be playing in your underwear. I'm like a mage with a magic spell. You come like a dog when I ring your bell. I got the money and I got the fame. You got the odds to ride on my plane. You giving me all that I desire, cause down with me I'm taking you.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Third song on the album, another one of those Weezer singles, Pork and Beans. Apparently the song was written by Rivers after a meeting with the Geffen executives where he got really pissed off. They told him he needed more songs. You know, the album doesn't have a single, that kind of old story. Well, they were right that the album sucked, but we'll get to that. Yeah, and so Weezer wrote this song quick, and I guess everybody liked it. And, you know, similar to Dancing in the Dark, I guess the song was written about the fact that he had to write it. Or about that the fact that the label was giving him shit. And supposedly he actually paraphrases actual quotes from the label representatives in the lyrics. And then, ironically, this song went on to become one of their biggest hits ever. So then the labels could say, see, we were right. But, again, it's one of those Weezer singles. It's dumb. It's a dumb El Scorcho type song with a terrible verse, predictable chorus, and just, I'm not impressed.
With a catchy chorus and beat so they can sing along. Hey.
All right, next song is called Heart Songs, and here's what my notes say about this song. Horrible, 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 horrible. Track 5 on the Red album is called Everybody Gets Dangerous. Really bad. Rivers can write this shit in 5 seconds. Where are the melodies? Some of my friends did. They were all just a little bit wicked. They blow up mailboxes with the baseball back over the... Track 6 on the album is called Dreamin'. This song is okay, I guess. Not much in terms of a chorus, and it definitely drags at more than 5 minutes. But compared to what came previously, this is better. I'm dreaming in the morning. I'm dreaming all through the night. And when I'm dreaming, I know that it's alright. Woo-hoo-hoo, I'm dreaming. 7th song in the album is called Thought I Knew, written by guitarist Brian Bell. Began as a demo for his side project, The Relationship. Bell has said in interviews that he doesn't like this version of the song and he didn't want it on the album, but Rivers insisted that it go on the album. To me, this is terrible, modern sounding shit. Track 8 on the album, Cold Dark World, originally came from a bass riff from Scott Schreiner. I guess he used it as a warm-up exercise, and the riff was expanded upon during the recording sessions for the album. Rivers worked on the arrangements, came up with some lyrics, and I think this song is just embarrassingly bad. Track 9 on the album is called Automatic, written by Weezer drummer Patrick Wilson. Might have even been recorded for his band The Special Goodness. According to Wilson, the song is about the tremendous love he feels for his family. Good for him, but as a song, no thanks. This album is a disaster. I might need some time to remember.
It's not my destiny to be the one that you will lay with.
All right, the album mercifully comes to an end with a song called The Angel and the One. Very emo song. I can't say I like it very much. Quote from Rivers, the song started out as a really standard pop song called Bad Girl, and had a verse and a chorus and a bridge and all that stuff. And I just wasn't satisfied with it. It wasn't moving me spiritually enough. It was too normal. So one day I sat down with my acoustic guitar and I just played the song over and over, basically looping it. My fingers hurt so much, but I just kept playing it. And over the hour that I was playing it, the song slowly evolved and it smoothed over and the sections blurred into each other. And it turned into this spiritual reverie that is really just one long development without any distinctions between sections. Every line in this rhymes, and the melody just gradually gets higher and higher, and the music gets louder and more powerful. There isn't any study of music in that song. It was just the desire to break away and not write a standard 3-minute pop song. Way too much thought given to this song. It's almost 7 minutes long. And, you know, this album is total shit. Like, completely just terrible. Just the fact that Dreamin' isn't horrible does not redeem this album in any way. Please, let the next album... I mean, how could it not be better? But we'll find out tomorrow when we talk about the next Weezer album, Ratitude.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.